Everyone who goes to Cape League games during the summer gets a taste of Americana, but families who host for the league and the players who stay with them get something more. New friendships that last long after the summer is over. Chris and Carrie Lawson know this. They've hosted Kituate Cavaliers players for 6 years. The Lawsons have a large family, 5 kids between crib and college. But they say the transition of adding a new person to the family each summer has been seamless.
It's one of those things where you turn around and say, why not one more?
Chris says that the biggest adjustment each summer is just how much more food they buy. This season, Drew Johnson from California is staying with them.
These guys eat, and Drew might be the eating champion of all the Kettleers that we've had. But, you know, the kids love it. They play wiffle ball together. Drew came out to help coach a Little League team with me this year for our last game of the season. The integration process is something that goes extremely smoothly.
Having a baseball player in the house isn't the only thing the Lawsons enjoy about being a part of the Kettleers host program. One of their favorite things to do in the summer is take the kids to the ballpark every night.
We've gotten tied into a whole community here that we wouldn't have known of if we hadn't gotten involved with hosting. It's been a great way to come out every night in the summer and just have a good time. We're not at home. They're not in front of the TV. They're outside playing. And it just feels like a real old-fashioned summer for them.
Families like the Lawsons are essential for the league's success. Finding low-cost housing on the Cape in the summer is nearly impossible. Luckily, the league doesn't need to. Families who love the league are thrilled to have a baseball player stay with them. Players get a place to live, and hosts like Gabrielle and Phil Bruce, who house Falmouth Commodores players, simply find that by the end of the summer, their family has grown by one more.
Plus the first kid walked in the house, gave me a big hug, and said, "Can I call you Mom?" That was it.
Steve Bean's family in Plymouth has hosted Bourne Braves players for 3 years. Bean finds that for him, the best part of hosting is learning about different ways of life around the country.
I just like the different cultures, bringing like people from the South and Midwest. I think our kids get to, you know, they get to exposed to, you know, different people and a little bit of a different culture. It's not a lot, but there's a lot of little things that are different. So that part, that's my favorite part of it, really, is just meeting people from all over the country.
The players who come to stay with new families for the first time often don't know what to expect. Stephen Wren is from Georgia, and he's staying with Steve Bean's family. He says that for the first week, he was nervous.
The first week was much different than the rest because that's when I was still kind of being very careful about what I did. I remember asking them one night if I could go get a snack from the fridge, and they both laughed.
But players are happily surprised by the strong bonds formed over the course of the summer. Wren looks at staying with a host family as a way to learn a bit about different styles of family life.
In my opinion, each family has their own way, their own lifestyle, kind of. And my family, awesome. I've gotten to experience a lot of that, but this is a new one and I love it. And they love having people over and they love cooking for people and they love serving people. And so that's definitely a lot of stuff that I can pick from.
For Drew Johnson, one of the most important experiences of the summer is spending time with the Lawson family's kids.
You know, it's much different than living in a frat house back at school. It's actually really cool just seeing how happy you can make little kids every day just by being in their presence, which makes me real happy being able to make these kids have a blast of a summer too.
But of the many things that the players loved about their hosts, the one thing they all had in common was the food. Drew Johnson enthused about his host dad's milkshakes.
Chris makes a mean milkshake. We call them fraps out here. But he's, after dinner, after he stuffs me, and I swear I can't pound one more calorie, he always offers to make one. And regardless of my answer, it's in front of me. And usually I'll be able to put it down. So
I get to see him not put one down.
But yeah, it's awesome being in the house. I feel at home. It's my second home for sure.
With friends made and family gained, Cape Cod League hosts and their players say the summer isn't just about baseball. For WCAI, I'm Kate Earle.